Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
That's what you want to wake up to, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
White Stripes. For quite a long time, fans of White Stripes have been wondering what it would take to get Jack and Meg White back on the same page. Turns out the unifying factor was a mutual anger over Donald Trump using the White Stripes Seven Nation Army as a campaign song. Is that what we have playing in the background here?
Yes it is.
Ah. Listen to this. As it turns out earlier this week.
Don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you.
It's a good song to get fired up about, but...
It is. All right, so earlier this week, Jack and Meg White issued a statement objecting to Trump using this song in a campaign video. Now the label is using the squabble to sling some new stuff, merchandise from its web store. The T-shirt front reads, Icky Trump, a play off their 2007 single, Icky Thump. Which just so happens to disturb a white American treating a Mexican badly. Likewise, the back of the shirt features lyrics from the song, quote, white Americans, what? Nothing better to do? Why don't you kick yourself out? You're an immigrant too. Who's using who? What should we do? Well, you can be a pimp and a prostitute too. So there's no response. Shockingly from the Trump campaign.
But that's brilliant. I mean, instead of all of these whiners going, you can't use my song because I don't agree with you politically, why not have fun and make a little money off of it?
Yeah,
that's what they're absolutely doing. Brilliant. This is the first musician I've ever seen that tells some Republican, you can't use my music, that actually did it right.
And it's always telling the Republicans. You never hear that? When it's coming to the Democratic side, you never hear some music.
I can't remember one single circumstance where they told a Democrat, don't use my song.
I can never,
because Democrats don't want to use, you know, what's his name? The guy, Ted Nugent. They don't want to use his bad music. he's like not, the only one out there.
I mean,
no, we're not talking about if any other people who are musicians are lending their music.
But what she's saying is there aren't that many conservative musicians.
Yeah, but who,
unless you get in the country,
Ted Nugent. That's not. I don't think that was the point. I got your remark. I'm not sure that they were understood. But anyway, that I think the inference is that there are more people who would vote on the Democratic side who are musicians.
Yeah.
And not.
Artists and musicians tend to be more liberal anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Although some have not supported Hillary and they have been adamant about being Bernie Sanders fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's see here. We'll focus on the Greg Allman biopic. New York Marine and General Insurance Company looking to disclaim any payment responsibility for what happened in 2014 during the shooting of the Greg Allman movie Midnight Rider in Georgia. A train collision killed camera assistant Sarah Jones, left other crew members hurt. This week, the insurer filed a motion that argues it doesn't have to cover losses resulting from criminal acts. It's a crime in the state of Georgia to enter upon the property of another after getting notice from the owner that such entry is forbidden. Apparently, the production crew did exactly that. They entered into railroad property, placed a hospital bed across a track, filmed a movie scene after the railroad had twice denied them permission to use their land. And so the producer pled guilty last year, got a lenient sentence of 2 years imprisonment, county jail, 8 years of probation. Assistant director was tried, found guilty, and she took a plea, apparently.
Yeah, and the director's already out.
Right. So
this is. Do you remember this story?
Vaguely.
Yeah, this was. Greg Allman was devastated over this. It was really, really sad.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Is this where we at?
Sheila Deuce, I am on Main Street, Daytona Beach. We actually trailered here because we brought our two little dogs with us, named Harley and Davey for Harley Davidson.
Sheila, Harley, and Davey.
All about the freedom and the fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
I am on Main Street, Daytona Beach.
Sheila likes the sunshine.
Best ride? Probably Key West. Going over to Seven Mile Bridge. It's awesome. You just glow, it seems like, when you go across it. All that nice water, pretty clear wind. It's awesome.
Trailer or ride?
We've done both. I like the camping because we just could take our dogs with us. I like to get up and cook breakfast and sit and have my own coffee in my pajamas if that's what I want to do.
American Biker Minute.
All about the freedom and the fun.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.